The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
I chose to focus on prayer today and the need for prayer in our lives because we need to be centered. We need to be in touch with the source because of what's happening outside can disturb us, and we can, you know, lose hope and feel pressure from many different angles coming at us in our lives. Anyhow, when I was a novice in the Dominican Order, we studied, we were introduced to all the different spiritualities of the different orders, the Benedictines, the Franciscans, of course the Dominicans, and Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. And all the founders taught those in the order how to pray. St. Dominic had the 9 ways of using your body to pray. He was into bodily movement and prayer. I don't know why, but I've been attracted to the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius for the last 40 years, more than anything else in my life as far as prayer goes. I've found it so fruitful for me, anyways. I'm not a Jesuit, I'm a Catholic. That didn't go over too well, but anyhow. The last exercise of St. Ignatius in the spiritual exercises is called contemplation to attain love. Contemplation to attain love. And I found this to be a tremendous exercise. And for centuries, it has helped generations of people on all continents and all cultures. And so I highly recommend this exercise to you today, if you're serious about your spiritual life and the need to do a little contemplation and get centered so that you don't get ruffled by, like Martha did, and getting anxious and upset because of the many things that are going on. In this exercise, you are given 4 steps of prayer. And that's why I like it. There's not 5 or 9 or 10 steps. There's only 4 steps. And it's all to deepen one's relationship with God and to have a direct experience of the divine. And so the first step in the exercise is to recall the gifts of your life. So maybe when you go home, you can do these 4 steps. So recall the gifts of your life. Your birth being one, baptism, family, children, redemption, grace, qualities and talents, anything and everything you have to be grateful for. Recall all of that. It may take you a long time, hopefully it does, that you're a grateful person. So in gratitude for these gifts that God has given you, and that includes the divine himself, you offer it all, including yourself, back to God. You're going to have to do that when you die, give yourself back to God, what you've made of yourself. This is what I've gotten. Thank you for all your gifts. I give you myself back. So you recall all the gifts and you give it all plus yourself to God. The second step is to ponder the divine in every creature. by its essence, by its power and presence, and especially in you, the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are all made in the image and likeness of God, right? You are. You are a temple of God's Spirit. Scripture says it clearly, that God dwells in us. God dwells in you. You are God's divine image and likeness. And here are the words of St. Ignatius. He says, quote, "See God present in you just as God is present in a temple. See yourself as God's own image and likeness." Do that every day. See yourself as God's image and likeness, because that's who you are. I mean, how many people do you know really think that they are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And treat other people as if they are temples of the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful world it would be if we did that. Recognizing the divine in the other. That's why I say namaste. The Christ in me honors the Christ in you. So that's the second step. Now, in the third step of the exercise, St. Ignatius has you think through all of these gifts again and see God laboring in them. See God like a woman in labor, working in each one of his gifts to you and especially in you. What is a woman in labor doing? She's working to bring something to life, to bring something to fruition, to give birth in fullness, to convey life. So what is God laboring to do in you? She is trying to perfect us, the temple where she dwells. He's trying to perfect us in his own image and likeness. That's what God is laboring to do in you right now. God is trying to convey to you the fullness of life and make us good and beautiful. God is trying to help us to see ourselves the way that God sees us already. Ever think about how God sees you? And then finally, the fourth step. This is going to shatter you. To the Western mind, it will be almost impossible to accept and even to believe. St. Ignatius says that the gift becomes divine. You and God become one. Like the rays of the sun and the sun. You can distinguish the sun, you can distinguish the rays from the sun, but there are no rays without the sun. And there's no sun without rays. The two of them have one identity. So in case you don't get that symbol, Ignatius goes on to say that it is like the waters of a fountain and the fountain. There is no fountain without water, and the water has its identity only by being part of the fountain. Got the symbols? So, if you are open to receive, and that's all you need to do is be open and receive. You don't have to do anything else. Just be open to receive God's grace at the end of these exercises. You and the divine become one. Not only do you and God become one, but also everything is seen as a manifestation of the divine. All of creation. you look at a tree, and the tree, and you see God, and you experience God. Because the tree is a manifestation of the divine. It's the presence of the divine that makes a tree a tree. It's a miracle. I mean, from the energy of a tiny seed, you get a huge tree. This altar and this base of it in the table all started with a tiny little seed. I mean, if that's not a miracle, what is? You and I are miracles. We're walking miracles. Every human creature is a miracle. So that's why the poet, Gerald Manley Hopkins, says that the world is charged with the grandeur of God. Everything is charged with God. Everything commands reverence. So, in the end, this is the peak experience of the spiritual exercises. And it doesn't take 10 minutes or half an hour. You have to go take time to do the exercises. But when you experience your identity in the divine and the divine in you, that's the end point and goal. And you may have this experience just once. You know that you know. But you can always go back to that at any point in your life, in every day of your life. So that's the invitation of the contemplation to attain love. It is the exchange between you and the divine. God brings everything God has and pours it into the relationship. And you bring everything you have and you pour it into the relationship with God until you commingle and you become one with the divine. You see, I believe that we're all wired to be mystics. Every single one of you in this room is wired to be a mystic. And what is a mystic? Well, if you follow Father Richard Rohr's dailies, it's very simple. It's nothing extraordinary. Father Rohr says that, points out, a mystic is simply a person who has moved from mere belief and belonging systems to actual inner experience of God. There are a lot of books out on the spiritual exercises. You can just Google it, you know, spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius, and find yourself a book that attracts you. The one that I use, and I've been using it for 40 years, is by Anthony DeMello, who is a Jesuit, died young. Was it a stroke? He died, a heart attack, I think it was. Yeah, and sadly, because he was such a wonderful man and a writer, and you can look his books up, Anthony DeMello, and he's from India, and was a Jesuit, and he grew up in a culture where the East and the West was, so he had a good mixture of both East and West, and Hinduism and his Catholicism, and his book is entitled God in All Things. God in you.